whenever there is a change in political office, we anxiously wait to see what will transpire.
每当政治有所改变的时候呢，我们都会非常的担心，然后等待，看着这将会有什么事情会发生。
What surprises lie in wait? How will our lives be different?
有什么惊喜在等着我们？我们的生活又将会有什么不同？
And people begin to seriously entertain the thought of moving to Saskatchewan.
其实现在有人就非常的认真去考虑，是不是将要移迁到沙省 Saskatchewan 省。
This past week, Albertans witnessed a seismic shift in political fortunes.
上一周，Alberta 省的人见证了一个巨大的政治命运的转移。
A 44-year-old political dynasty imploded, and for many, the unthinkable happened. The NDP took charge.
那么，一个44年的政治朝代，它破碎了。许多的不可思议的事情发生了，然后就新民主党它正式主权。
Albertans have entered uncharted waters, and we're all wondering what shape the next 4 years will take.
那么对于 Alberta 省的人，他们就好像进入一片没有管制的水域，然后我们都在很担心，在想未来的四年将会是如何呢
？Over 3,000 years ago.A new king came to power in Egypt.
那么在3000多年前，一个新王起来，然后治理埃及。
And the Hebrew people anxiously waited to see what would transpire.
然后希伯来人也非常的担心，来看一看这个改变将会带来怎么样的惊喜。
What surprises lay in wait? How would their lives be different?
那么会有怎么样的惊喜发生？然后对他们的生活又会有怎么样的改变？
This Pharaoh was not a good student of history, and he knew nothing of Abraham's great-grandson.
那么这个新的法老，他对历史并不是一个好的学生，他对亚伯拉罕的故事的他的曾孙等等一点都不知道。
He knew nothing about the Hebrew people or what they had done for Egypt.
他们对这些希伯来人根本就不知道。然后他也对他们的贡献不晓得。
All Pharaoh knew was that this ethnic minority was increasing in numbers, so much so that he saw them as a threat.
那么这位法老呢，只知道一件事情，就是这些希伯来人呢，好像增长得很快，他们的速度的增长甚至威胁了他。
Of course, when you want to do something drastic, it helps to exaggerate.
当然，如果你想做一个很巨大的改变，那么如果你把它夸大，事实是有所帮助的。
And so Pharaoh made his pitch to the Egyptians.
所以法老就发出声音，对他的人民众说
：“There are too many of these Israelites for us to handle. We've got to do something.”
他说：“看啊，这以色列人民已经太多了，我们很难管理他们，我们必须要做一些事情。”
Let's devise a plan to contain them.
那么倒不如我们用一些巧计来带他们。
Otherwise, if there's a war, they're going to join our enemies or just walk away and leave us helpless.
不然以后如果有战事发生的时候，这一帮希伯来人和我们的敌人一起联合，然后他们也可能会离开这个地方，就让我们非常无助了。
So the Egyptians made the Israelites their slaves.
然后这些埃及人就把希伯来人变成了他们的奴隶。
And they appointed brutal slave drivers over them, hoping to wear them down with crushing labor.
那么他们就派杜工来去管辖他们，希望借着工作上的劳动可以让他们疲劳。
If the Israelites wondered what would happen when this new Pharaoh took power, they didn't have to wait long to find out.
如果以色列人在想这个新上任的法老将会带来怎么的改变，其实他们不需要太久就知道了这个事实。
But the Israelites were a hardy bunch, and despite being made slaves, they increased in number.
但是这一帮的希伯来人却是很顽强的一群。虽然他们已经成了奴隶，但是他们的人数还是不断的在增长。
The Egyptians were alarmed.
然后这些埃及人就收到了警报。
They worked the people without mercy.
他们更加的不仁慈、不心软的，让他们更加的苦做苦工。
And still, the Israelites kept having babies and increasing in numbers.
但是很奇妙的，这是以色列人还是婴孩的增长，还是不断的增长。
Frightened, Pharaoh gave an order to all his people: throw every newborn Hebrew boy into the Nile River.
这个法老就吓坏了，他一声令下就叫他的民众说，把每一个新生的希伯来男婴都丢在尼罗河里。
And now we're ready to hear our story this morning.
那么现在我们就来听听今天的早上的故事。
It's a story of how God used three women to save a baby from certain death.
这是有关于三位妇女怎么样从死里救活了一位男婴的故事。
This baby would grow up and change the course of world history. So this is an important story.
那这个婴孩当他长大了，他将会改变世界的历史，这是一个非常重要的故事。
Our story features two mothers and two daughters.
这个故事讲到两个母亲和两个女儿。
Hold on, you're thinking, you said this was a story about three women.
可能你在想，哎，停一停。你不是刚刚不是说只是三个妇女的故事吗？
How can it feature two mothers and two daughters? It doesn't add up.
怎么可能变成两个母亲，两个女儿？这好像加起来好像不符合。
That's because one of the daughters became a mother.
那是因为一位女儿成了母亲。
Hush now and listen to the story.
我们现在就来听听这个故事。
About this time, a man and a woman from the tribe of Levi got married.
有一位利未家的人娶了一位利未女子为妻。
The man's name was Amram, and the woman's name was Jochebed.
男的名字是叫暗兰，母亲的名字是月基别。
And Jochebed became pregnant and gave birth to a son.
那么月基别她怀孕就生了一个儿子。
Remember, this was a terrible time for a Hebrew woman to give birth to a son.
那么你要记住，在这个时期。对于一个希伯来的妇女，如果生下了一个孩子，将是非常的可怕。
The king had decreed the death of all Hebrew sons.
因为法老已经下令要把所有新生的男婴都丢在尼罗河里。
Throw them into the Nile River, he growled.
他大声的呼喊，就把他这些男婴丢在尼罗河里，杀死他们。
But Jochebed, she longed to keep him.
但是月基别却非常的渴望想留下他的男婴。
What mother wouldn't?
没有任何一个母亲不会这么做。
And so Jochebed hid her son for 3 months.
所以这位母亲就把她的孩子藏起来三个月。
For 3 long months, she hid her son while the Egyptian police and the Egyptian death squads prowled through the Hebrew settlements.
那么在这三个漫长的岁月里，这位母亲呢，就在这个埃及的警察，还有这个自行死刑的这个特务的部队里面，她把她的孩子藏起来。
For 3 long months, Jochebed protected her newborn son.
那么在这三个月里，月基别就保护了他的孩子。
No king was going to get his hands on her son, not if she had anything to say about it.
没有任何人可以，包括法老，可以碰他的孩子。
So she held her baby, nursed him, changed him, and rocked him to sleep.
所以月基别就喂养他的孩子，然后把他帮他换尿布，也把他安睡。
But babies grow up, they cry, and their cries get louder.
但是孩子会长大，他们会哭，越大，哭的声音就越洪亮。
They want to move around and see the world.
他们想要走动，他们想要看世界。
Older babies don't appreciate being cooped up, swaddled 24/7.
那么几个月大的孩子，你把他包得紧紧，关起来，他们是不会领情的。
They voice their displeasure. They want to wave their arms and legs.
他们会不开心，他会吵闹，他们想把他的双，他这孩子呢是想把他的双脚呢都在摆动。
Babies like to coo and babble.
那么孩子呢也喜欢咿咿啊啊，牙牙学语。
And Jochebed got worried.
然后约基别就有开始担心。
Perhaps she had a close call with one of the Egyptian death squads who almost discovered her precious son.
或许她曾经有经历过 这些警察或者是这些特务已经 差不多差点就发觉了她的孩子。
What is she going to do?
那么她该怎么办呢？
No normal solution presented itself to her. How could it in those terrible circumstances?
似乎是没有一个平常的解决的方案可以解决这个问题。
And then, out of desperation, a crazy idea presented itself to her.
那么出于绝望，她有一个非常疯狂的想法。
She got a little basket boat made of papyrus.
那么她就找到了一个用蒲草的箱子。
She waterproofed it with tar and pitch and placed her baby boy in it.
为了防止那个水渗透这个箱子，她就把它涂上了那个湿气和石油。
Then she took that basket boat and set it afloat in the reeds at the edge of the Nile.
她就把孩子放在里面，然后就把这个箱子搁在尼罗河的芦地中漂浮着。
Only someone at their wit's end would come up with a plan like that.
我想只有机智有智慧的人才可以想到这个方法。
Only when the police were murderously breathing down your neck would you consider such a plan.
也只有当警察呢他煞气腾腾呼吸在你的脖子上你才可以想到这样子的一个疯狂的想法。
Pharaoh had commanded that all Hebrew baby boys be thrown into the Nile to be drowned and here is Jochebed placing her boy onto the Nile.
那法老呢下令将所有新生希伯来人的男婴要丢进尼罗河将他们淹死但是这一边约基别却将他的孩子放在尼罗河里。
Can you imagine the desperation of a mother who would go to that extreme to save her child?
你是否可以想象这个母亲是多么的绝望才能想出这么猛烈的一个方法。
The baby's older sister, Miriam, she found herself a vantage point a little way off and watched to see what would happen to him.
那么小男婴的姐姐米利安就找到了一个 有利的位置远远的看着来看看这个她的弟弟将会发生什么样的事情。
Her father is a slave working wretched hours and he can't help.
她的父亲是一位奴隶在外地呢就长期的工作不能够帮忙。
Her mother, Jochebed, has to work in the fields as well if that family is to have anything to eat.
那么约基别也没办法他必须在地里工作为了要养活有足够的食物养家。
So Miriam must work as well.
所以米利安也必须要工作。
Perhaps we can think of this brave young girl as about 10 or 12 years old.
我们想这个女孩这个勇敢的女孩大约是10到12岁左右。
She's old enough to watch and see what happens to her baby brother, but not so old that she draws the attention of others who might wonder why she's not working herself.
我想这女孩应该是足够大，大到她能够知道她弟弟所发生的事情，以及可以看顾她的孩子，但是不至于大到已经到一个年龄必须要工作，所以人家会问她为什么你还没去工作呢？这个年龄。
We don't know for how long Jochebed placed her son in that basket boat and Miriam had to keep watch.
我们不知道这个孩子摆在这个箱子里面放在尼罗河到底有多久然后这个米利安必须要看着他的弟弟有多久我们不知道。
It's unlikely the baby was in that basket boat all the time.
我想这个孩子不可能就是长时间的在这个箱子里。
After all, the Hebrew people would know when the Egyptian police or the death squads were coming near.
毕竟希伯来人都知道这些警察还有这些特务部他们是几时在附近巡查。
And there would be enough time to quick bundle up the baby and place that baby into the little basket boat onto the Nile.
或许他们应该有足够的时间快快地把婴孩包起来然后把这个孩子放到尼罗河里。
Most likely the death squads wouldn't come around at night time.
或许这些特务部队不会在晚上出现。
It's dark, and you can't bring a burning torch into those poor Israelite houses without fear of setting the whole settlement on fire.
因为是晚上很暗，所以他必须要点燃这个火把。如果晚上点燃火把，就有一个危险，就可能会把这些房子都烧掉。
So time passed, and Jochebed's plan seemed to be a good one.
所以当时间过去了。约基别的这个计划好像 是可行的。
And then one day, Pharaoh's daughter came down to the Nile River to bathe.
然后有一天，法老的女儿就来到尼罗河洗澡。
Why didn't she bathe at home like all normal people, you ask?
或许你会问，为什么她不像平常的人就在家里洗澡呢？
The Nile was sacred.And there were benefits to washing in the Nile that you couldn't get from a bathtub.
那么尼罗河是神圣的，那么你在尼罗河里洗澡，你得到的益处是不能在你家里洗澡所得到的益处。
So Pharaoh's daughter stepped into the Nile to bathe while her maidens strolled on the bank, keeping watch over her, guarding her.
那么法老的女儿就走进这个尼罗河洗澡，她的仆人呢就在河边走来走去，来看守着法老的女儿。
Now you have to recognize that the Nile is a very long river.
你必须要知道的就是尼罗河是一条很长的河。
And can you believe it? Pharaoh's daughter stepped into the Nile at the very place where Jochebed had placed her baby in that little basket boat.
你相信吗？法老王的女儿踏进的这个尼罗河，就是约基别把她的孩子放在尼罗河的那个地点是一样的，同一个地点。
She heard the baby boy crying and sent her maid to get it.
然后她听到孩子的哭声，她就叫仆人把这个箱子拿起来。
She opened that little basket boat and saw the baby boy, a baby who was crying.
然后他把箱子打开，然后就看到一个婴孩在这个箱子里面，然后这孩子在哭。
Now Miriam is watching all of this transpire.
然后米利亚其实就看着一切事情的发生。
Perhaps her breathing quickens. She's up on her tiptoes. Her little hands are clenched. She's scared.
或许她的呼吸很快，或许她把她的脚垫起来，然后两手紧紧的握着，她在害怕。
She and her mother had hidden her little baby brother to hide him from the enemy, and now the enemy has stumbled upon this little boy.
那么他和他的母亲呢，就把他的弟弟藏起来，想要躲避敌人，但是现在敌人呢，却碰见了这个不合法的这个计划，看到了他的弟弟。
Miriam moves closer so that she can hear what's happening. What can she do?
然后米利安就更加走近，更加的靠近，她想要听发生了什么事情。
She listens to Pharaoh's daughter exclaim, "This must be one of the Hebrew babies. He's crying. He must be hungry. I can't leave him like this."
然后她听到法老的女儿的惊呼说，这一定是希伯来人的孩子，他在哭，他一定饿了。我们不能够就这样离开他不管。
Miriam, as young as she was, recognized an opportunity when she saw one.
米利安当时是非常的年轻，虽然年轻，但是却意识到这是一个好机会。
And she nonchalantly walked up to Pharaoh's daughter and said, "Do you want me to go and get a nursing mother from the Hebrews so she can nurse this boy for you?"
然后她就若无其事的。走到来到这个法老的女儿面前说，你需要我去找一位希伯来的妇女来喂养你的，做一个奶妈吗？然后喂养你的孩子吗？可以不可以？
She knew full well where she could find such a woman.
她心里非常的清楚的知道她该去哪里找这一位妇女。
She knew full well that that nursing mother was the baby's own mother.
她非常的清楚知道这位奶妈就是这孩子的真正的母亲。
And Pharaoh's daughter said, "Yes, go."
所以法老的女儿就说，好的，你去吧，可以。
So Miriam went and called Jochebed. Can you imagine the conversation that they had and returned to Pharaoh's daughter?
然后这位米利安这位姐姐就快快的去跟她的母亲谈话，然后你可以想象他们之间的谈话是如何的吗？
And she told them, take this baby for me, nurse him for me, I'll pay you.
然后她约基别和米利安就来到法老的女儿面前说，法老的女儿就对她说，你可以去喂养去奶我的孩子，我会付工价给你。
Jochebed took her baby boy home and she nursed him.
然后约基别就把这个孩子领回家，然后抚养他的自己的孩子。
Do you understand what has just happened?
你明白吗？我们刚才听到所发生的事情。
Since his birth, that little baby boy had stood under a death sentence.
这男孩一出生，他就已经站在死刑台前。
And death squads prowled the neighborhoods looking for little boys like him so that they could rip him from his mother's arms and drown him in the Nile.
这个灭杀男孩的特务部队呢，四处的寻索，就是想要找这样的男孩子，然后从他们的母亲的怀里把他夺过来，然后要把他们丢在尼罗河里淹死他们。
And in one instant, that baby boy went from standing under a death sentence to being the safest baby in Egypt.
那么在一瞬之间，这一个是站在死刑台的男孩却变成全埃及里最安全的婴孩。
The king's daughter herself had adopted that baby.
国王的女儿亲自的领养了这位男婴。
The daughter has become a mother and now she will do anything to protect her son.
这位女儿成为了一位母亲，她将会尽其最大的能力来保护这个婴孩。
Well, Jochebed nursed that little boy.
然后约基别就成为了这位男孩的奶妈。
In ancient times, mothers nursed their children for up to 4 years.
在古老的年代，孩子是要到满四岁才断奶。
Pharaoh's daughter paid Jochebed to raise her son.
法老的女儿支付工价给约基别来抚养她自己的孩子。
And over those years, I expect Jochebed would have told that little boy stories about his people, about their history, even about their God.
那么在这些年里，我想约基别他将会跟这个孩子讲到有关于他人民的种族的这些历史，或者是甚至有关于神的事情。
After the child was weaned, Jochebed presented him to Pharaoh's daughter, who adopted him as her own son.
然后孩子断奶之后呢，约基别就把这孩子带到法老女儿那里，就做了法老女儿的儿子。
And Pharaoh's daughter, who is now a mother, gave her son an Egyptian name, Moses, that sounded like the Hebrew for I pulled him out of the water.
然后法老的女儿就给这孩子取了一个埃及的名字，叫做摩西，意思就是说，因我把他从水里拉出来。
We've just heard the story of three faithful women.
我们刚刚听到了是三位忠心妇女的故事。
Three women who did what God designed them to do.
这三位妇女，她们做了神为她们设计的事情。
Three women who pleased God by their actions.
因着他们的行动，三位妇女做了蒙神喜悦的事情。
Two mothers and two daughters who did the best with what they had.
两个母亲，两个女儿，在当时的情况做了最好的选择，最好的工作。
Two mothers and two daughters who changed the course of history.
这两个母亲，这两位女儿，改变了世界的历史。
And we look up to these three women.
我们必须要向这三位妇女来学习。
Whether we are men or women this morning, we recognize three models to follow in these women.
不管我们是男的还是女的，今天早上我们听了这个故事，我们有三个模型典范是我们可以学习的。
The tender, passionate, desperate love of Jochebed for her son.
约基别对他儿子的那种温柔，他的热情，还有他不顾生命的爱。
The patience and the quick thinking of Miriam.
米利安的忍耐和他的机智。
And the compassion of Pharaoh's daughter for an abandoned Hebrew baby.
法老女儿对一个被抛弃的 希伯来男婴的怜悯。
Each one of these women is a good example for us to follow more than 3,000 years later.
3,000多年以后，这三位妇女都树立了好的榜样，让我们来跟随。
But the real hero of the story is God.
但是在真正的这个故事里面，真正的英雄却是神。
At the end of Exodus 2, we read that years passed and this Pharaoh, this king of Egypt, had died, but the Israelites continued to groan under their burden of slavery.
那么在出埃及第二章的尾端，我们看到就是过了多年，埃及王死了，但以色列人还是继续的成为奴隶，做苦工，他们哀泣，他们哀声叹气。
And they cried out for help, and their cry rose up to God.
他们向神求助，而他们的这个哀声达以神。
And God heard their groaning, and He remembered His covenant promise to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob.
然后神听到了他们的哀求，他就纪念到他与亚伯拉罕、以撒以及雅各的。
God looked down on the people of Israel and he knew it was time to act.
然后神就看下去，然后看到了以色列人，他知道这是时候应该要采取行动。
Of course, God had already put his plans into action.
当然神已经把他的计划付诸于行动了。
Already he had made sure that a man and a woman from the tribe of Levi would get married.
他已经确定了一个利未家的男人和利未家的女人已经结婚了。
Already God knew that she would become pregnant and give birth to a son.
神已经知道他们将会生一个男孩。
Already God knew that Pharaoh would try to kill that little baby boy by drowning him in the Nile.
神也知道法老会尝试要杀掉这个孩子，把他丢在尼罗河里。
And already God knew that Jochebed would save her baby boy by placing him in the Nile.
神也已经知道约基别将会拯救这个孩子，把这个孩子放在箱子，放在尼罗河里。
None of this took God by surprise.
这一切都不是都对于神来说都不是意外。
And none of this caused God to wring his hands in despair and say, "What am I going to do?"
这一切都不足以神感到无助，或者是感到绝望，说：“哎呀，我该怎么办啊？”这都不是意外。
No, it surprises us the unexpected ways in which God has chosen to save us.
这一切对神都不是意外，但是对于我们却是一个惊喜，因为神用意想不到的方式来拯救我们。
And God may seem to be distant from us, but all along He is working from behind the scenes to bring about an unexpected salvation.
神似乎离我们很远，他却一直在幕后的工作，然后带来意想不到的拯救。
Pharaoh intended the Nile to bring the death of that baby boy.
法老的意图就是要用尼罗河来杀掉这个孩子。
But God used the Nile to bring life through Pharaoh's daughter.
但是神却利用法老的女儿，借着这个尼罗河来把这个孩子拯救了。
Jochebed's only thought was to get her baby boy as far from Pharaoh's family as possible, and God made them come close.
约基别他的想法就是希望把这个孩子呢尽量的远离法老的家人，越远越好。但是神却让他们更加的接近。
We see this so often in the Bible.
我们在圣经里面，我们常常看到这一点。
God shows His strength.By meeting his people precisely in the depths of their despair and working those very circumstances for their ultimate good.
就是在当人处在这个绝望深谷里，当神准确的与人相遇，神的力量就在此完全的显示出来，一切的发生最终的目的都是美好的。
Pharaoh intended to bring death.
法老的意思是要带来死亡。
But God worked it out so that Pharaoh brought life to that baby boy, and he did it within his own house.
但是神的想法，神的方法却是让法老在自己的家里，让法老的庸医成为这个孩子的拯救。
Jochebed placed her faith in God, and God responded to her trust.
约基别将自己的信心放在神的身上，而神也反映了他的信任。
Jochebed's life was not easy. It was terrible living in Egypt in those days.
约基别的生活当时并不是这么容易，在生活在当时的埃及里是非常可怕的时期。
And anyone who has been a Christian for very long knows that being a Christian does not guarantee immunity from the troubles and the challenges of life.
那么，我们许多信主多年的基督徒都知道，成为基督徒并不是一个保证能够避免你人生的烦恼、挑战和有各种问题的出现，它不能保证这一点。
Being a Christian doesn't mean that the everyday circumstances that affect all of us are somehow suspended by God.
成为基督徒并不是说影响我们日常生活的一切的情况，神会把它罢免或者把它停止，并不是这样的。
Bad things happen to God's people.
不好的事情会临到神的子民。
But God works in such a way that whatever does happen will somehow eventually work out for good.
但神的作为却是不管是发生了什么事情，很奇妙的，最终的成就都是美好的。
Listen to what the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 8:28.
我们来听听使徒保罗在罗马书第八章二十八节这样子写道。
And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them.
我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
God ensures that whatever does happen will somehow eventually work out for good.
那么神确保不管发生了任何什么事情，最终最的作为，它的结果都是美好的。
This may call for the temporary suffering on the part of the Christian.
那么作为基督徒，可能这就是我们旨意，我们暂时将会经历痛苦。
Or at the very least, it may require the exercise of Christian patience because we know that everything will work together for good.
至少需要我们在基督徒里，我们需要操练忍耐，因为我们知道万事互相效力，叫我们都得到益处。
We may see this now, we may see it later.
或许我们这个益处我们现在可以看到，或者以后可以看到。
We may never see it in this lifetime.
或许这益处在我们有生之年都看不到。
But that does not negate God's promise of care for His people and His directing their paths.
但这不能否定神照顾他子民、引导他子民的道路的应许，不能够否定这个应许。
God could have killed the Pharaoh.
神其实是可以把这个法老杀掉。
God could have miraculously rescued that little baby boy.
神其实是可以很奇迹般的把这个男婴把他拯救下来。
But he didn't.
但是他没有这么做。
Instead, precisely by means of Pharaoh's decree, God brought deliverance to his people.
相反的，正是通过这个法老的命令，神带领了神带来了他子民的拯救和释放。
Jochebed, Miriam, and Pharaoh's daughter acted faithfully and well.
那么约基别，然后米利暗和法老的女儿都很忠实的把他们的行为行出来。
It's a comfort on this Mother's Day to know that God is so mighty that He actually uses all circumstances for our good, even those that we think are hopeless.
在这个母亲节里，我们是非常的欣慰的知道神是如何的强大，不管我们的情况是如何，神都能够用这些情况，甚至是绝望的情况，能够成为美好的。 都是为了我们的益处。
And God works not so much despite our circumstances as in them, through them, and with them.
神工作的作为并不是要我们不管这些情况，而是借着这些情况，然后在这些情况经过这些情况，一切都会变成美好的。
It's encouraging to know that God used the hatred of a proud king and the faithfulness of three women to accomplish His purposes of rescuing His people in the great Exodus from Egypt.
在这个整个出埃及的这个拯救的当中，非常的激励我们知道，神用一个骄傲的君王的仇恨，还有这三位忠心的妇女，怎么样的把他的子民从埃及拯救出来。
God has shown himself faithful in the past, and he will complete a good work in his people today. You can count on it.
神在过去的当中显示了他的忠实，今天在他的子民当中，他也会完成美好的工作，我们可以信任他。
The title for my sermon today is The Risk of Faith.
今天正道的题目是信心的风险。
It looked risky to Jochebed.
在约基别的眼中看来是危险的，是有风险的。
But we've seen that for God's people, ultimately there is no risk.
但是最终我们看到信任神的子民的当中是没有信心是没有危险的。
Because we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. Amen.
因为我们知道神借着万事互相效力叫爱神的人得益处就是按他旨意被召的人 Amen